The Major League Baseball season is underway, and the Arizona Diamondbacks are setting their sights on another World Series title. They won the 2001 championship in only their fourth year, faster than any other expansion franchise. Last time that happened, a new team winning that way, financial problems forced the owners to start selling off top players soon after the victory parade. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports the Diamondbacks are trying to avoid that.
It was only 5 months ago that the D-backs beat the New York Yankees in one of the most dramatic World Series ever, in front of one of the biggest television audiences for a sporting event in recent history. Game-winning hit, and the person who got it was left fielder Luis Gonzalez.
To actually be the guy to do something like that, it was almost like a out-of-body experience where you don't believe it's you that it's really happening to.
Gonzalez is not the highest-paid Diamondback, but at $4 million a year, he doesn't come cheap. And so, while the on-field success for the team was sweet, financial problems were looming large. The Diamondbacks were so young when they won the World Series that they hadn't even had time to recover the debt they incurred from paying the Major League entry fee and building a stadium. That debt is known as the basis. The team was hemorrhaging money. Principal owner Jerry Colangelo.
When you look at the equity and startup expense and contribution of the ballpark, we had a basis of $350 million. Now you compare that to a Steinbrenner who bought the Yankees for $10 million and no investment in a ballpark. And the basis is so different that we were behind the eight ball almost from the get-go.
Then factor in the cost of players. Putting a mediocre group of ball players on the diamond is expensive enough. Fielding a team of veterans good enough to win is staggering. Arizona signed Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling, two of the most dominant pitchers in baseball, and a stable of other quality players. The club had one of Major League Baseball's highest payrolls, more than $90 million.
I think Colangelo took the approach, we need to grab them quickly, grab them now, and that will create the fan base we need to be successful.
Paul White is a writer for Baseball Weekly newspaper.
I don't think Colangelo wanted to take a chance of falling into sort of that morass of, oh yeah, those guys, they lose all the time. Well, maybe we'll go once in a while.
The comparison everyone's making is to the 1997 Florida Marlins. They signed a handful of high-priced veterans that helped them win the World Series, but they were accused of buying the title. Immediately after their big win, Florida owners dismantled the team. Baseball owners leveled the same criticism against Colangelo and predicted the Diamondbacks would have to go the way of the Marlins.
What happened in Florida wasn't right, you know, and Jerry didn't want that to happen.
Craig Counsell, the D-backs second baseman, played for the 97 Marlins.
You know, he's made a commitment to the city of Phoenix, and, you know, that's just the kind of man he is, I think, more than anything.
Even before the World Series, Colangelo made moves to avoid selling off the franchise. He asked a handful of the game's best players, including Luis Gonzalez, to defer a portion of their paychecks so the team could afford even more talent. And the players agreed because, says Jerry Colangelo, everyone shared the vision of winning.
If anything, I think it created a bonding that took place in this organization that really was reflected on the field. I think people were together. It was a family. We were in the trenches together.
But Colangelo was performing a high wire act. He was gambling that he could find the money to pay back those deferred salaries with interest when the bill came due. Again, Baseball Weekly's Paul White.
Everything had to fall into place just right.
And it did. In the past few months, Colangelo has found new investors and a $160 million cash infusion to help put the team on a solid financial footing for the next decade. Making it to the World Series didn't hurt either. Arizona received a portion of the gate receipts, which also helped brighten the team's financial future. As they prepared for this season during spring training, the Diamondbacks realized that if they're to repeat last year's success, they're going to need to play at an even higher level. Again, Craig Counsell.
If we thought we were challenged last year, it's going to be even a bigger challenge this year. But that's what motivates us. You know, the guys in there were motivated by challenges, and the challenge ahead of us is going to be something that's going to be fun to try to do.
Arizona returns to the field this week with last year's team largely intact. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.